The following is an exclusive presentation of the Southwest Georgia Network. Welcome to the High School Football Roundup Podcast, an inside listen on high school football in Southwest Georgia, only on the Southwest Georgia Network. Welcome back in to the High School Football Roundup Podcast, right here on the Southwest Georgia Network, at southwestgeorgianetwork.com, and on Twitter at SWJ Network. I'm Walter Johnson. And it's state championship week for the Georgia High School Association, with a couple of teams from our coverage area or right on the fringes of our coverage area playing for a state championship this week. One playing on Thursday night and the other around lunchtime this coming Friday. And one team is looking to win back-to-back state championships, while the other is looking for its first ever state title. But I start off with the Deerfield Windsor Knights from right here in Albany, and facing off against the John Milledge Academy Trojans out of Milledgeville, Georgia, in the GIAA Class AAA state title game at Five Star Stadium in Macon on the campus of Mercer University. And unfortunately for the Knights, and he ran into a tremendous buzzsaw in the form of the John Milledge Academy Trojans winning 49, as John Milledge won 49-0. And with the win over Deerfield Windsor, not only did John Milledge win its 50th straight game and continuing the longest current winning streak in Georgia high school football in any level of organization going into this off-season, they also won their fourth straight state championship, and they finished the regular season at 14-0. So, really not much to say from the Deerfield. Standpoint. And maybe the only highlight, really true highlight, if there is one, came early in the first quarter, and the Knights tried a 47-yard field goal that fell way short. And then it was all John Milledge from there. And jumped out to a quick 14-0 lead by the end of the first quarter, and then, and like I said, really not much happening on the Deerfield side of things. And John Milledge wins 49-0. And before moving any further, and just anyone that's listening, and I encourage you to listen to episode number 3 of the High School Football Roundup Extra, or HSFR Extra, podcast. And on that podcast, I talked to Deerfield Windsor head coach Jake McCray about and the story of how his Knights even got to play for a state championship, and the story behind that, behind the bizarre ending in that semifinal game between Deerfield Windsor and Brookwood down in Thomasville on Black Friday, November 25th. So I encourage you to give that brief episode a listen. But going back to the state championship game, and this past Thursday, December 1st, at Five Star Stadium in Macon. So it's Deerfield Windsor just ran into a real buzzsaw in John Milledge, and while John Milledge finishes the 2022 season at 13 overall, while carrying a state record 50-game winning streak into the offseason and eventually the next season, the Knights settle for a 10-3 overall record, in which they also finished 4-1 in GIAA District 3 AA.
We made that District 3 AAA, I should say. And their three losses came to Stratford Academy of Macon in Brookwood and Thomasville, and the Warriors knocked off the Knights 39-29. And then, of course, then the Knights wouldn't lose again until running into John Millage 49-0. And Brookwood, I see Deerfield beat Brookwood on that 75-yard or pass play or lateral, you know, multiple laterals, to be exact, winning 26-21 on Friday, November 25th, the night after Thanksgiving. My thinking is, at this point, I think Deerfield will be back. And I think they'll make another serious run at a state championship in the GIAA in Class AAA next season. And I think it'll be interesting to see what kind of work ethic that Coach McCray, Jake McCray, will instill in the returning players for Deerfield Windsor going into 2023. And moving right along to the GHSA playoffs and state semifinal action involving the remaining team, involving the team, some of the teams from our coverage area, starting Class 7A and the Colquitt County Packers. So their first season under head coach Sean Calhoun come to a heartbreaking end, falling to the Carrollton Trojans down at MacThorpe Stadium in Moultrie, final score 35-27. And Colquitt County had a chance to score first, but Carrollton's defense stopped the Packers three times at the one-yard line. And then the Packers had a 17-14 lead with just 29 seconds left in the first half, but Carrollton quickly drove down the field on four plays and driving 65 yards. And they scored a touchdown as time ran out in the first half. And then from the second half right up until the end of the game, the momentum was on Carrollton's side. And then Carrollton won 35-27, and Colquitt County season ends at 13-1 overall. And it was the Packers' best finish since 2018, when ironically, the Packers made it to the state championship game and got knocked off by Milton. And it turned out to be Rush Probst's final game as Colquitt County's head coach. And Probst was fired by Colquitt County the following spring of 2019. And then Justin Rogers, who's now the Thomas County Central head coach, replaced Probst. And then Probst will go on to Valdosta, and then in 2020, and the Wildcats head coach in that. And of course, that season turned out to be a fiasco in so many ways, which I'm not going to discuss. Anyways, and Carrollton will face Mill Creek, whom in another irony, rolled all over Milton 48-14. And moving all the way down to Class Single A Division I. Well, how about Class Double A in the Fitzgerald Purple Hurricanes? We'll play in their third straight state championship game. And after outlasting Fellowship Christian 19-9. And the official got on the board. And by scoring a safety, Fellowship's first play from scrimmage, it led 19-0 at halftime. And then Fellowship Christian's only points came in the second half. But it was Fitzgerald holding on for the win. So the Purple Hurricanes have now won 20 straight games. So next up for Fitzgerald, the Thompson Bulldogs. That's Thompson without a P, spelled T-H-O-M-S-O-N, Thompson. And Thompson outlasted Appling County down in Baxley, Georgia. Final score 20-14. Thompson moves on to face Fitzgerald. And so Thompson will take on Fitzgerald for the Class AA State Championship. And Fitzgerald will look to win back-to-back state titles after winning their last title way back in 1948. And Fitzgerald took down Thomasville for the AA state title last year. And see, Class Single A Division One. The Swainsboro Tigers put an end to Irwin County season as Swainsboro won in a tight contest, 22-21. And a 32-yard field goal from Landon Scott proved to be the game winner for Swainsboro. And seeing and Swainsboro win despite going 0-7 passing. Swainsboro won despite going 0-7 in the passing department. So and it seems however it seems like the Tigers did much of their damage on the ground. And DeMello Jones scored all three of Swainsboro's touchdowns and ran 469 of his team's 331 rushing yards. And Irwin County finished with a loss to Swainsboro. Irwin County finished its season at 11-2 for 2022. And the Irwin County program was trying to get to the championship game for the sixth straight year, but that's out of the question. And finally, in Class Single A Division II, it was Sly County advancing to its first state championship game ever as they crushed Johnson County up in Wrightsville, Georgia, home of former Georgia Bulldog and NFL pro football great turned U.S. Senate candidate Herschel Walker, final score 35-6. And the Sly County Wildcats out of Ellaville, Georgia, and picking up the win. And quarterback Jay Kanazawa was 17 of 23 passing for 338 yards and three touchdowns. And Julius Solomon at 10 receptions for 224 yards, intercepted the pass. Malachi Banks rushed for 72 yards and got a 37-yard touchdown pass. And Shy County jumped out to a 14-0 lead in the first half. And Johnson County never really had a serious challenge. And Shy County's been open since way back in 2000. That's 20 years ago. And Shy County's in Ellaville, Georgia. Some 11 miles, at least 10 miles north of Americus. And just over 50 miles north of Albany. And Shy County's open. Shy County has been open since 2000. And it's their first ever state championship game. And next up for Sly County, and a battle with the Boughton Red Devils, who outlasted Lincoln County 45-28. And Boughton advanced to the state title game for the first time since 2001. And they'll be looking to win their first state championship since 1992. Anyway, that's going to do it for this installment, this another brief installment of the High School Football Roundup Podcast for the week beginning Monday, December 5th, 2022. And Lord willing, creek don't rise. And next week will be the 20th and final episode of the High School Football Roundup Podcast for 2022. And hoping during the offseason, probably do monthly episodes of the HSFR. Not only that, probably do more episodes at the HSFR, trying to interview head coaches, athletic directors, sports writers, and even a few broadcasters and podcasters about what happened during this 2022 season, and then also talk some recruiting along the way. Anyways, that's going to do it for this installment of the High School Football Roundup Podcast. I'm Walter Johnson, and good luck to Fitzgerald and Sly County this week. And as always, stay safe. Thank you. God bless you, and goodbye.
This has been an exclusive presentation of the Southwest Georgia Network. The Southwest Georgia Network is online at southwestgeorgianetwork.com and on Twitter at SWGA Network. Thanks for listening.